Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Eddie Joost. Batting second. The right fielder, Don White. Batting third. The left fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ferris Fain. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Guerra. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Todd Davis. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The first baseman, Mickey Vernon. Batting third. The right fielder, Luke Easter. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Joe Gordon. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bob Kennedy. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gene Bearden. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gene Bearden. And now, play ball. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost takes first base on ball four. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White takes first base on ball four. Joost moves to second. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Joost moves to third. White moves to second. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain hits a line drive into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman who is chasing the ball. Mitchell reaches third base with a triple. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler juggles the ball. That's an error on Fowler. Easter moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Doby for the out. Easter moves to third. One out. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Easter scores. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Indians. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a line drive towards first. Fain catches it and steps on first to double up Gordon. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra takes first base on ball 4. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball, foul, into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a pop-up towards third. Davis settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallow settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Don White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. White hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Joost misplays the ball. That's an error on Joost. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gordon hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Indians. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0-for-1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Gordon moves to second. It's 5-0, Indians. Bubba Harris now pitching. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. Fain takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive off the glove of Boudreau, and into shallow left field. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Fain moves to third. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Guerra hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Fain scores. Chapman scores. It's 5-2, Indians. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis takes first base on ball 4. Guerra moves to second. Bobby Estilella pinch hits for Bubba Harris. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Shantz now pitching. Bobby Estilella now playing right field. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Shantz fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bearden bunts towards the mound. Shantz fields it and throws to first for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Mitchell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Mitchell reaches second base with a double. Hegan scores. It's 6-2, Indians. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-2 in the game. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Easter for the out. Mitchell moves to third. Vernon moves to second. Two outs. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doby strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-0 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Vallo hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-2 in the game. Kennedy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Boudreau moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Bearden is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bearden is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bearden strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau misplays the ball. That's an error on Boudreau. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Vernon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0-for-2 in the game. Suter hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 6-4, Indians. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bearden fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 0-for-1 in the game. Estilella hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Davis moves to second. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 0-for-1 in the game. With 2 walks. Joost hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Joost reaches second base with a double. Davis scores. Estilella goes all the way around to score. 2 runs are unearned. It's Athletics, 6, Indians, 6. Al Benton now pitching. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-1 in the game. Shantz hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a pop-up towards first. Fain settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-3 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Larry Dobie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobie is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Dobie hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vallow hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Gordon reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a line drive towards short. Boudreau reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon takes first base on ball 4. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a line drive towards short. Joost reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Estilella settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hegan strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Suter strikes out. 1 out. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Guerra hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Dobie. Guerra reaches second base with a double. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Guerra moves to third. Bobby Estilella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Estilella is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Estilella hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker pinch hits for Luke Easter. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker takes first base on ball 4. Vernon moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Thurman Tucker now playing center field. Larry Doby now playing right field. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost takes first base on ball 4. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz bunts for an out. Joost moves to second. 1 out. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Vallow is walked intentionally. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Fain hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gordon fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon hits a line drive into center field. Chapman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Suter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Guerra hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a pop-up towards short. Juice settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-1 in the game. Benton hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davis fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-5 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses pinch hits for Bobby Estilella. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. Tucker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and three walks. He's got two RBIs. Joost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-2 in the game. Shantz strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Wally Moses now playing right field. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Vernon takes first base on ball 4. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker bunts towards first. Fain scoops it up and throws to first, with Suter covering, for the out. Vernon moves to second. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Vernon moves to third. Two outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Gordon moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vallo takes first base on ball 4. Ferris Fain is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fain is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk, Fain hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vallo moves to third. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for a double play. Two outs. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Suter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Juice scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Benton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Benton is 0-for-2 in the game. Benton is called out on strikes. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-for-6 in the game, with a double and a triple. He's got one RBI. Mitchell hits a fly ball into left field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Mike Guerra is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guerra is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Guerra hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Todd Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0-for-1 in the game. Moses hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Mickey Vernon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vernon is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Vernon hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fain scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Vernon for the out. 1 out. Thurman Tucker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tucker is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Tucker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vallo. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-5 in the game. With a walk, Doby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Chance fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Joe Gordon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gordon is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Gordon is walked intentionally. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Boudreau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Suter fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Athletics will come to bat. Eddie Joost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joost is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and 3 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Joost hits a line drive towards third. Kennedy reaches out and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Bobby Shantz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shantz is 0-for-3 in the game. Shantz hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Benton fields it and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. Vallo hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 6. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Hegan hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.